Thank you for listening to the New Life Church podcast. If you need any information about our church, or if you'd like to give online, please visit us at newlifekingman.com.
We have a real treat for you this morning. One of my best friends that has been a friend of mine, I was trying to count it up, as I've known him since 1989, so carry the two. 34 years. I've been friends with Philemon Wachara. His wife Jane is with us. And all the way from, I met them in Kenya back when I was a missionary in Nakuru, Kenya. He was working with Brian Yeager in Nairobi and later pioneered the church there himself in Nairobi. Years later, 17 years ago, they moved to the States and went to Bible college here. They both, I think, got master's degrees there. And so Philemon is pastoring a church in Flagstaff, Arizona now. But the pastor, Pastor Johnson Otieno, is with us all the way from Nairobi in the church that Philemon pioneered, large, powerful church. Several thousand people and 38 churches they planted throughout that area. And so they are going to come and share a report. And then Pastor Johnson from Nairobi is going to minister the Word of God to us. And so would you give them a big hand as they come? I've got a couple of stories I want to share about Philemon before. No, not really. Not going to do that, but I will afterwards for $10 if you know. It's a pleasure to have them and just say hello again. Hello, Johnson.
Bless you.
It's really good to be here. What a blessing. A New Life has always been such a partner in what God is doing, not just in our life in Jane, but also in Nairobi, Kenya. And so we're going to do a little report here and kind of give a presentation like we do in Kenya. And so Pastor Johnson Otieno is going to begin by sharing some reports in Swahili. Now, I want you to try something. Somebody say Swahili. All right, I want to teach you one word before we start. So if you hear it in our sentences, then you won't worry. Could you say Hakuna Matata?
There is no problem.
I knew you would know that one. So anyway, here's Pastor Johnson. He's going to do Swahili. I'll do English, and then we'll move on.
Bwana Yesu asifiwe.
Praise the Lord.
Ni furaha kubwa kuwa mahali hapa.
It's a very great joy for being in this place.
Kanisa la New Life.
The Church of New Life,
ambayo imekuwa rafiki na katika huduma,
that has been friends in the ministry.
Tunashukuru sana nyinyi kutukaribisha.
We are very thankful to you for welcoming us this morning.
Paul na wengine wote,
Pastor Paul and all the other pastors and staff.
Tumeshimika kuwa hapa.
We are very, very happy to be here.
Kule Nairobi tunafanya kazi ya Mungu.
In Nairobi, we continue to do the work of the Lord.
Maono yetu kubwa ni kuhubiri injili kwa wale ambao wamepotea.
And our greatest vision is to really preach the gospel to the lost.
Katika ulimwengu ya watu ambao wanaugua na wanapitia shida mengi.
And really to meet the needs of those that are suffering and that need Jesus.
Kama kituo cha mavuno pale Nairobi.
And as Harvest Center Church there in Nairobi,
lengo letu ni kufikia watu.
Our goal is to reach the people.
Kwa sababu watu ndio roho yake Mungu.
Because people are the heart of God.
Huduma mkubwa ambao tunafanya mali pale.
And the greatest ministry that we do there
ni kufikia watu na injili,
is to touch the people with the gospel.
Na kutana na mahitaji yao jinsi Mungu atatuwezesha.
And to meet their needs as the Lord enables us.
Kwa hivyo mwito wa umishonari ni mwito mkuu katika maisha yetu ama katika kanisa mali pale.
And so the calling of being a mission minded church is one of the greatest hearts that we have in our church.
Tumepanda makanisa kadhaa.
We've also planted several other churches.
Na katika hiyo hali ya kuhudumu,
and in the same wave of preaching the gospel,
kuna wengi ambao wako na mahitaji jinsi hata hapa Marekani wako.
There are so many that have needs just like I believe here in the US.
Hitaji za kiroho,
spiritual needs.
Hitaji za kuhisia
and the needs to feel.
Hitaji katika ile hali ya maisha ya kawaida.
Just regular life.
Na vile Yesu aliweza kuja.
And as Jesus came,
na mwito wake ilikuwa kavyo tunaweza pata katika kitabu cha Luka 4.
And his calling in Luke chapter
4. Akasema kwamba roho wa Mungu ako juu yangu.
He said that the spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Ili niweze kuleta habari njema kwa maskini kama wako na hitaji.
That I may share the good news with those that have need.
Ili wapate uhuru.
That they may gain freedom.
Na wafunguliwe kutoka na kwa ufungwa.
And that they may be set free.
Na hiyo ndio huduma tunafanya mali pale.
That is the heart of the ministry that we do in
Kenya. Wajane wako pale.
And we are touching the widows with the same gospel.
We are tima wako pale.
We are touching the orphans with the same gospel.
Wale wameingia kwa dawa ya kulevi wako pale.
And even those that are addicted to drugs, we minister
Jamii
to them.
Jamii ambayo zinafunjika wako pale.
Broken families are a part of that mission.
Lakini kwa yote hayo,
through all of it,
Mathayo 20 na 8.
Matthew 28.
16 hadi 20.
16 to 20.
Mwito mkuu.
The great commission.
Ndio reli ambayo tunaendea.
That is the way and that is the vision and the calling.
Mungu awabariki.
May God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. What a joy to be here at the New Life Church. And I'm so delighted. I need not to repeat. I already appreciated that in Kiswahili. Please, let's get to the word of God. Amen. Amen. I'm Pastor Johnson here again. Let's go to Matthew chapter number 28, verse 16 through to 20. I want to share the word of God with us. And I pray you allow me to preach the way we preach in Kenya. Amen? Are you allowing me to preach the way we preach in Kenya? Yes, amen. Amen. The Bible says this. Probably let's pray first. Let's pray. God Almighty, in Jesus' name, we just want to thank you. I want to bless you. I want to honor you, Lord, for this opportunity to share your word with your people. Father, it's a Sunday, Lord, that we dedicate to missions. I pray, my Redeemer, that you shall remind us of one or two points pertaining to the same. That, Jehovah, we shall be a people who shall reach to the world. We shall be a people who shall heed to their call. And ultimately, Lord, may all glory come to you. Take this word and use it in Jesus' name. And every person said, amen. The Bible says this in Matthew chapter number 28, 16 to 20, and it is titled The Great Commission. The Bible says, then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Praise Jesus. Why do missions? The objective of this word today is to have us come to the point of being reminded of why we ought to do mission. I want to begin by reminding us of this great song that I believe was composed and sung from America, that he came from heaven to earth to show us the way. That statement is a statement, is a missionary statement. He came from heaven to earth to show us the way. Why do I call it a missionary statement? It's because mission is about going out to show the way. Going out to show the way. Jesus, at this particular time, he had come from heaven as a missionary to prepare the disciples to be missionaries for heaven. He came as a missionary so that he may make disciples for the missions of heaven. And at this particular time, after training the disciples, after doing such a wonderful ministry, after performing miracles, victories, experiencing victories, getting the confirmation and the affirmation from God, it comes a point that the season for that mission comes to an end. And as it comes to an end, the actual mission doesn't end there. That was just a season of preparing the disciples. So Jesus gets to this point and gets his disciples together and gives them the great task to go and preach the word. Somebody say amen. There is power in the statements that Jesus made to the disciples. And he said, the harvest is ripe, the harvest is plenty, and the workers are few. The powerful statement when he says that greater works than this you will do. Jesus knew that after he has done with the season of being on earth as a mortal man, there would be greater assignment, bigger assignment awaiting the apostles. And that is why he, at this particular time, he calls them over and assigns them to this bigger task that is ahead of them. Children of God, listen to me. There is a task ahead of us. There is a task before us. And that task is a task to reach out to the lost world. It's a task to reach out to the lost world. Today, the need for mission is greater than it was before. When Jesus said that greater things will do, you know, when you do greater things, it means you will have faced greater problems. When you experience great success, which means you had great opposition. So when he says there are greater works you will do, Jesus knew there will be greater challenges ahead. You will agree with me, children of God and saints of God, that the world today is more lost than it was before. The situations we are going through, name it, be it the families, name it with our children, name it with addiction, whatever it is, there is more need to reach out to the world than it was there before. So I'm here to remind us, children of God, there is a call from heaven that let us go out and preach the word. Let us go out and do missions. The Bible says this in verse number 16, where we read, there are a few nuggets I want to share with us this morning. The Bible says that then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. Jesus directs or calls the 11 disciples to a point so that he may give them instructions to preach the gospel. The apostles here represent the people who have been called. At that time, it was only the disciples or the apostles. Today, many of us, we have been called. And once you've received the call of salvation, please, I want to let us know that we have been called to go out. Mark chapter number 3, verse 13, the Bible says, and I want to tag in this. The Bible says that God, Jesus, called the disciples. He called to himself those that he wanted. After calling them, they came to him. Then he chose the 12 and he designated them to be apostles. Somebody say amen. He designated them. Designation is an assignment. What assignment did Jesus give to the apostles? He gave them the assignment to go and preach the gospel. Amen. Then he designated them to be apostles. Who is an apostle? Apostle is somebody who has been sent. And him who has been sent is him who has been sent with a message, with a kind of a luggage, a kind of a cargo. Friends, we have a luggage. We've got a cargo. We have a message that God has given to us that we need to give to the world. There are gifts that God has given to us that God requires that we give out to the world. There are blessings. There are resources that God has given to us so that we may be a blessing to the world. Children of God, God is calling us to be a blessing to the world. If you agree with that, say amen. Amen. That is how we do it in Africa. Let's interact. Hallelujah. God has called you. You who has given his life to Jesus, God has given you such a deposit of gift in you that he doesn't expect you to sit on it or enjoy it by yourself. God has blessed you so that you may be a blessing to the world. 3 points that I want to share with us today as we remember, or so that we remember or we remind ourselves of the great commission or the great mission. Point number one, I want to let us know that as long as you've given your life to Jesus, you are called to mission. Every believer is called to mission. Every believer is called to mission. When Jesus called the disciples and they heeded to his call, they were designated. And you and I want to remind us that we have been designated for this great task of reaching the world. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse 19. I'll just paraphrase or pick this last portion that says that we are a new creation. We are a new creation. The old has passed and the new has come. Then the last portion says that there is a message that God or Jesus committed to us. And the scripture says that that message that has been committed to us is the message of reconciliation. Mission is about reconciling man with God. Reconciling man with God. And you and I, we have been given that task. Paul says it so well. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. There are many people there that need to be reconciled with God. There are many families out there that need to be reconciled with God. On this day of mission, I want us to remember and to be challenged that God has let us remember that God has committed to us that message. It is you and I to get out and go and reconcile man with God. 1 Corinthians 3:9, the Bible says we are co-workers with God. God will not use any other thing. God will use you and I to reconcile the world. God will use you and I. You are the person that God needs to go and do evangelism. And sometimes when we are talking about mission, you can sit back and say, that is not my thing. It says about the evangelist. It's about the pastor. Listen to me. When Jesus called the disciples, he did not only choose pastors. He also chose fishermen. He chose doctors. He chose accountants. It doesn't matter your profession. You don't have to be a pastor to go out to mission. Peter wasn't a pastor. Peter was a fisherman. Praise the name of the Lord. You might be a construction worker. God is calling you to go out for mission. You might be a housewife. God is calling you out to go out for mission. You might be a student. God is calling you out to go for a mission. Thank God for the lady that we have just prayed for here. When we're talking about mission, she's going over to be trained in Phoenix and then later go to Morocco. I'm telling you, welcome to the mission field. God will equip you. When God calls, he equips. Amen? When God calls, he equips. And I just wanted to say that because sometimes you can sit back and say, no, I'm not for mission. That's not my thing. Listen to me. Mission is everybody's thing. It's everybody's thing. But of course, there are many ways of doing mission. But the lesson, another lesson I want us to learn here. Listen to this. The Bible says that the 11 disciples went to Galilee. Now, mission is for them that are available. Jesus commissioned the 11 who are available. You remember there were 12? There were 12. One was not available. So he was not commissioned to go. He was not commissioned to go. So listen to me, child of God. You must be available for mission. Mission is for them that are available. Mission is for them that are willing. Mission are not for betrayers. You remember that betrayer was absent in this when the commission was being given. Amen? When I'm talking of betrayer, what am I trying to say? And today this happens everywhere. There are them that have betrayed the word of God. When I talk about betraying the word of God, there are them that have misused the word of God. There are them that have manipulated the word of God. That is like betraying the word of God. True missionaries are them that carry that luggage, sincerity of heart, and takes it out and delivers it as it is. Betrayers are them who take the word of God and want to manipulate it for their own benefit. They want to merchandise the gospel. They want to commercialize the gospel. That is very common today. But I want to tell you, mission work is for them that value a man and women of integrity who will go out and preach the true gospel of Jesus Christ. The true gospel of Jesus. God is calling us to that. Mission is not for betrayers. This mission was not for Judas. It wasn't for Judas. It's for them that were available. We are the ones to go out and infect the world. The Bible says, the book of Matthew, that whatever you pray, you bind here on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth is loosed in heaven. What did Jesus mean? Jesus simply meant that heaven is waiting for you to effect it. Heaven is waiting for us to be effected. There are things that are waiting for us. In other words, telling you, you are the tool that I'm going to use. You are the tool that Jesus is going to use. Every single one of us has been called to mission. Number two, we are called to go. Tell your neighbor you are called to go. You are called to go. The Bible talks of the 11. Then he says, all authority in heaven and of that is given to me. Therefore, go. My goodness. That's a difficult one. Arise and go. That's what God's mission is about, going. Listen to me. There's a time for everything. There's time for everything. When Jesus called the disciples, that was an awesome time because it was all about come. Amen? When he made Simon, Peter, and Andrew, he said, come. When he made the sons of Zebedee, that was James and John, he said, come. In Matthew, he tells them, come, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Awesome. The call to come. But friends, I'm here to let you know. That's what the Bible says, there's time for everything. There is time to come and there is time to go. Believers, there is time to come. There is time to be seated and do everything at the comfort of these four corners of this building. But there is a time that God is calling us to go. And on a Sunday like this, we are being reminded of that. We go. He says, let us go. You're saying, how do I go? Maybe you don't understand that you're asking, how do we go? And I believe the disciples were going through that dilemma. Some of them do not understand. And I'm not surprised that if you read the Gospels, the Bible, or the Gospel writers delivers this message in different ways. In Matthew, where we have just read, he talks of go teach all the nations. In Mark 16, 15, he goes, go preach the gospel. In Luke 24, he talks of the gospel of repentance and remission among all nations. In John 20, 21, Jesus talks of, as the Father has sent me, I also send you. In Acts 1, 18, the Bible talks of, you shall be my witnesses. Now, if you read those texts, the message is one. It is go. Go. Mission is about going. We must go. We must go. There is time for everything. Listen to me. There's time for everything. Now, there is a saying in Africa, and allow me to use this. Because today, sometimes we over-spiritualize things, or we don't strike a balance even in the things of God. We don't strike a balance. Because now you say, I am saved, I must be here, and that is all. I have been called to worship God, and that is all. There comes a time that there is a paradigm shift. There is a total shift. And that shift, sometimes it will not call you probably into the element of what you think you ought to be doing. For example, there are times that an issue can require prayer. There is a time that an issue can simply require your wisdom and probably some advice from somebody else. There is a time probably something does not necessarily need prayer. It just needs somebody to direct you. There's this saying, and let me say this. And I heard it when I was just here, although I recalled a bit. He says, if you're a young man and you hang around beautiful ladies, if you don't speak or if you don't talk to that lady, you will end up fetching water in her wedding. That's right. You can hang around them. You can hang around them. But if you don't talk to them, you will end up being the chairman of their committee organizing her wedding. So this came to that you just must do what you ought to do. As a church today, what we ought to do is to reach out to the lost world. Reach out to the hurting world. We cannot sit back and start complaining like every other person that times are bad, things are bad, the devil of kind of increased his strategy, his schemes. Listen to me. You know, we end up glorifying the devil simply because we have not done what we ought to do. We have not done what we ought to do. Praise the name of the Lord. Point number three. We must do missions because there is a necessity. There is a necessity. And I was as I was just praying to come over to preach, and this word came to me in the night today, this morning rather. And I had to reorganize my points. I had to reorganize my point. In the book of Acts, chapter number 16, verse number 9. And this excited me this morning. When Paul was on his missionary trips, the Bible says that Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. Now, I want you to see something here. They had a plan to go and preach the word, but they were not allowed by the Spirit. Then they came to the border of Mysia. There they tried near Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them. Now, the Bible says in verse number 9, so they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. Now, during the night, listen to this. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, come over to Macedonia and help us. Oh my. Come over. He's in sleep probably. Not probably, he was in sleep, the Bible says. He sees this vision and he hears this man, he sees this man standing before him and crying, begging and saying, please come to Macedonia and help us. That was a plea. This man was pleading, come over and help us. Friends, in Jesus' name, the call to come over and help us hasn't ceased. The call to come over and help us haven't ceased. Mission is about going out to help. Mission is about going out and reaching to the hurting masses. Probably you have heard this before. Maybe you have forgotten, and I'm here to remind you. In the spiritual realm, there is this voice speaking to you today that, yes, please come over and help us. I don't know where your memory can take you this morning. Probably somebody called you out, maybe in your neighborhood, maybe in the city next to Kingman. And you know if somebody is going through a situation. You know somebody is going through pain. You know somebody is going through tragedy. You know somebody is going through a difficult time. And this voice, or maybe you've been having this burden of help, I'm telling you, that is the voice of the Lord. Listen, it's the Spirit of God. That cry is out that please come and help us. Please come and help us. Probably that those children or those people who sleep on the street, maybe they're just family. That family that is disintegrating. The child who is lost in stuff. The voice of the Lord is crying out. There's a voice crying out telling, come over and help us. That is the mission voice. And even today, as I share with you, that voice is still loud and clear. It's still loud and clear. You know, sometimes you can be going through, and I really thank God, and I don't know if this is true. I assume that in the U.S., at least there are some basic necessities you people have. But get out there. Go to Southern America. Probably go to the Caribbean nations. Go to Asia. Come to Africa. Circumstances are hard. Situations are hard. And maybe you can sit back. Not only in Africa. Even here, probably you can be seeing that person in need in your neighborhood. And you think that he has gotten used to it. He's lived that life for 10 years. He's gotten used to it. He has known how to circumvent the situation. He knows how to survive. Listen to me. Nobody loves to hurt. Amen? Nobody loves to hurt. Nobody loves his family to come crumbling down. Nobody loves his children to get involved in stuff. Nobody would love his spouse to get in stuff. Nobody would love his family members to die in sin. There is somebody in here in America. There is somebody in Asia. There's somebody in Africa. Somebody in the Latin America. Calling out and saying, come and help. Come and help. There is somebody somewhere saying, come and help. Friends, I want to encourage us on this wonderful Sunday. Let us get ready to heed to that call. Because the call to mission is a call to help. A call to mission is a call to rescue. A call to mission is a call to reach out. Listen to what the Bible says. The Bible says that after Paul had seen the vision, he got ready at once and left for Macedonia. There is an urgency in mission. There is an urgency in mission. He sees this vision. And the Holy Spirit allows him. And I want to say something probably before you continue. Paul sees this vision, this communication from heaven. And then by the power of the Holy Spirit, he rises and goes out. Let me tell you, it is only by the power of the Holy Spirit that we'll be able to do successful mission. Because the outpouring of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit, the reason for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit was for an ambulance to go out and witness. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit was not just for the evidence of tongues to be experienced. You know, today, everybody wants to gauge whether you're saved or not by the infilling of the Spirit. That is fine. People want, desire, or long to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that they may make a name. That being filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, that is awesome. But the sole reason and sole purpose that the Holy Spirit was poured to the disciples is so that they may go. So that they may go. As you desire the infilling, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, your reason ought to be to go and reach to the hurting masses. Because it is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, that will enable you to reach out. The Bible says when the Holy Spirit allowed Paul to go, he rose immediately. Friends, there is an urgency. There is an urgency. The world is lost. Somebody is at the verge of committing suicide. Somebody is at the verge of giving up hope. Somebody, a family is at the verge of divorce. Please don't procrastinate the decision to go out and talk to that people, those people. A day postponed or time postponed can cost somebody's life. When you hear the call, take it up and move on. Somebody say amen. The Bible says, and Paul, he got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel there. Praise Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, listen to this. Because of this necessity, Paul had to accept the change in plan. And those are some of them, because sometimes when God calls you for mission, he will disorganize you. Your plans will be disorganized. Paul had a plan to go to Asia. Paul had other plans. But when that call came for help, the plans changed. Plans changed. Friends, the gospel has never been easy. The gospel has never been comfortable. Sometimes it will call on you to change your plan. Hallelujah. It might call on you to change your plan. It might call on you to reorganize your budget. I know. I've touched a sensitive area. It's sensitive everywhere, even in Africa. So don't worry. Amen. I don't have any agenda. Somebody say amen. You still love me? You still love me? Amen. Yeah, that's right. Because it's good we preach these things, right? Yeah. Because sometimes it will call on you so to change your plan. To reorganize your schedule. Paul's schedule was reorganized. Why? Because of people who are hurting in Macedonia. There is somebody who's hurting somewhere. It might call on you to change your plan. It called on Paul to sacrifice. Mission is about sacrifice. And I remember the many people who have come to Africa. Probably Alex, yesterday when we were sharing, was telling us of some of the experiences he had in Africa. Being in a cold climate in Nakuru, he had to go to the shop to get a blanket 3 times. Blanket 1, still cold. Goes back, gets blanket 2, still cold. That is sacrifice. Blanket 3, I don't know if he went for the 4th blanket, I don't know. That is sacrifice. When he was still in the way he was riding on our roads then, they're much better now. So don't be afraid. Just come if you have to come. You know where? You find potholes. If it's not rail holes on the road. And you're driving and the vehicle is almost like it's capsizing and you're going 365 miles. And as you drive, it's not as smooth as the ones I've seen here. My friend, I've enjoyed being driven around here. And every time I realized it, like when we were coming to Kingman, I found myself falling asleep. But down there, and Alex will tell you our roads. You know, it was like you're being, you know. And I like it. He gave a story, but this is not the best one, but it's good. Just a mention that one time they were going and they had really had real meal, good food. And this, whoever they were with the vehicle, had really gotten his fill. But because of that shaking, at one point, mission work. Sometimes it will inconvenience you. The gospel sometimes will inconvenience you. But as long as you're heeding to the call, God will take care. Amen? God will take care. Somebody say amen. God will take care. We are all called to be missionaries. We are called to go because there is a necessity. Praise the name of the Lord. That is why Jesus left heaven. That is why Jesus left his throne and came over on earth. It wasn't so easy for Jesus. Because, God gave his very best. You know, the most valuable and precious thing in heaven was his son. And he gave his very best. Why? Because of mission. Why? Because of the lost world. And I love it when Jesus says that I have come to preach the good news. Friend, you can preach the good news. Friend, you can reach out. You might not go there physically, but you can always send somebody to pray. You can always send somebody with some resources. And as it goes there, I tell you, credit and reward will come back to you. I finish with this. God intends to change the world using you and I. God doesn't have a plan B. That is the only plan. Amen. So if you go home and you meditate on mission, stand on the mirror. Just ask what God gives you as a friend. Pass on the mirror. Because when you see on the mirror, the person God wants to send. Amen. Our dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for this gift of this fellowship this morning. I don't take it lightly. I don't take it for granted, Lord, that we have had this time together with your servants and with your children, Lord. Thank you for reminding us, Lord, on the call for missions. Thank you, Lord, because you're calling us to go out for mission. And Lord, we know, Lord, that when you call, when we answer, you shall provide. I pray, my Father, that the big task that is ahead of us, help us, Lord, out of this sermon, Lord, to embrace this assignment. That God, as we continue on relating with you, we shall not forget that call to go out to humanity and be used, Lord, to reconcile them with you. I want to pray, Lord, that we shall no, Lord, be sensitive to the necessity and the urgency reaching out. Empower us by your Holy Spirit, Lord. Empower somebody in this congregation today by your Holy Spirit, Lord. Because sometimes, Lord, we have many questions when it comes to mission. Because there are many, many adjustments we might be required to do. But Father, we surrender ourselves to you. May we be a people, Lord, who shall make an impact, Lord, to our societies. First in Jerusalem, Lord, here in Kingman, to Judea, to Samaria, and to the other parts of the world. Make us a people of vision. Bless us, Lord, even as we trust you. I want to thank you, and I want to bless you, God, for your people, Lord. May your goodness continue to shine upon them, Lord. May we never forget, Lord, that you called us to be influencers and people will change situations and circumstances in this world. Thank you, and it is in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. May God bless you. May God bless you. May he do you good. Amen.
Thank you. Praise God. That was excellent. You know, in 1975, I moved from my hometown to Flagstaff, Arizona to go to college. I cried out to God just in desperation one night and said, God, I don't know what to do. I didn't know how to get saved. I said, you got to send somebody to help me. That's exactly what he was saying. And somebody answered that call 2 days later, walked up to me and shared Jesus. And God miraculously changed my life. And you know, there are people all over Kingman, all over this area that are, they may not look it on the outside. Nobody would have looked at me on the, well, yeah, maybe they would have. But no one would have known what was going on inside my heart. You never know what's going on inside of people's heart. There are people. Bless you. We're going to release you this morning. Want to remind you about Wednesday night. I'm going to be starting a series teaching at 6:30 called How to Hear from God. How many of you know we need to know how to hear from God? Praise God. God bless you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the New Life Kingman podcast. We can't wait to see you next week.